Welcome to Sad Boys, a podcast about feelings and other things also. I'm Jarvis.
I'm Jordan.
Hey, normie, 2 weeks in a row.
Ooh, I mean, I guess it's, do it again.
Welcome to the Blacky Podcast with Big Bong and the boy.
I wonder if that, whenever I've heard drive time radio style stingers and stuff, I'm like, this is not for driving. This is too hyped up.
I was listening to a podcast the other day and I was like, what is the difference between a podcast and radio? And it's the fucking audio post processing where it like sounds like we've got to, and it's like the I don't even know what they do to it, like audio processing wise.
It's very clipped. Like it feels extremely close
and like
it's like very limited.
Mm. Yeah,
like very compressed.
It's compressed for the whisper.
And I feel like if you just I wonder if there's a market for like compressing audio podcasts like radio, so that, you know, when you listen to it, people, like if you're an Uber driver or something, people just assume that you're listening to a radio station.
And if it's hyper compressed, it like works on any speaker. There was this back when I was doing atypical podcast stuff, there was a phenomena of like us trying out a new sound designer or a new editor or something. And they all were great, but the number one piece of feedback we had to give to everyone every time is, hey, the knee on this limiter is so tight. Like this, or the noise gate here is so tight. And it's because that feels like, if you want to impress someone, that feels like a measurable point of success. Like, look how much I edited it.
Right.
Look how much I treated this audio as opposed
it's
to
like best acting is awarded to most acting.
Loudest acting. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the most acting you can do.
Yeah.
Like,
but the most makeup.
which kind of feels, I mean, I feel guilty of that. I feel in plenty of things like,
For all the Oscars that I've won. Yeah.
Huh?
When I you know, when I got all those Oscars for like,
go ahead,
best actor.
Which movie was that?
That was for oh shit.
You should know. You should.
They put me in one. I'm in a movie.
That would be a weird surprise.
Yeah. It's about that guy who doesn't know that he's in a movie, but he like plays it off really well.
I mean, do you want to act at any point?
I mean,
so just acting a fool. Fuck you, you stupid piece of shit.
I'll never tell.
If I was in a movie.
That's the whole premise of the movie. Now I was just doing my character from Oops, I'm in the movie and I don't know it.
And that won an Oscar.
I did win an Oscar for the most acting because it was so unbelievable that someone as attractive and well-spoken as myself wouldn't be in a movie.
Yeah, you said you've been having a lot of very vivid dreams lately.
Yeah, I dream in Technicolor. Some people dream of black and white. I dream in beautiful soundscapes.
Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Me and Jimmy actually go way back to the Man Show. Don't look it up.
Don't check what I said.
Don't look at what I said, what he said. Just keep it moving. We're 56 now, dude. Things are different. It's a different time. Dude, that was such a weird era of television. It was like the time when any show that judged anyone on anything could be so extremely mean. And if you were like a normal weight person, you were considered overweight, especially if you were a woman.
Sure, yeah.
Where you would just call women, and just excuse my language here, like people would call women fat.
It's like getting called fat on like Xbox Live, where it just has nothing to do with the way you look or what you are. It's like some kind of nebulous criticism of your humanity.
Face, they would call models plus size. Tyra Banks did that,
and it would make you worse.
Do you remember Spike TV?
Oh, yeah. In the fucking soup with Joel McHale.
I feel like Spike TV was like, where boys can be boys.
That's what.
Finally.
When Joel McHale was cast as Jeff Winger on Community, it made perfect sense because that was like the character that Joel McHale was playing on The Soup when he was doing essentially commentary YouTube, but like as an asshole. You know what I mean? Like as just a mean guy.
That's like that really is a recurring, there has to be one running of that at all times. Like Atlas has to be holding up the globe. There always has to be a Tosh.0. It like has to exist somewhere. Just one. Don't need a lot of those shows. Just need a guy with that haircut on a soundstage saying something like, yeah, not what I thought was going to happen.
Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton suck. Am I right?
But before we get into that, we have a brief word from today's sponsor, Aura.
Aura is an app that helps you control what private information of yours is shared online.
There is unfortunately a lot of information that can be found about you online, from your full name, phone number, your address. There are data brokers that will sell your information.
Aura will help you identify those data brokers and automatically submit opt-out requests so that you can get that information offline and remain private.
They can even opt you out of junk mail and telemarketing lists.
If, in fact, any of your information has been compromised, then Aura will automatically give you insights on what you can do. When I first used Aura, extended family had some of their names included, not all of which I even knew. But Aura helped me take care of that and is no longer listed.
Aura's app also features a VPN, a password manager, a real-time credit and identity theft monitoring, parental controls, and it protects your devices from malware. Let Aura do the hard work of keeping you safe online. Head on over to aura.com/sadboys and get a 14-day free trial and see what information about you is available.
Thanks again to Aura for sponsoring this video.
Now back to the show.
Speaking of shows that was just so mean-spirited, that Paris and Nicole?
Oh, The Simple Life.
Yeah, The Simple Life. Just a show about how, look at these worthless people. They're richer than you and they think they're better, but she doesn't even know what corn is. What a dumb, and it just starts getting like angry.
Dude, there's a Jessica Simpson. This actually made it to a Super Bowl ad. back in the day, so Nick Lachey, before he was known as the host that appears in approximately 5 minutes of Love is Blind.
Hey, what's up? Do you guys think Love's Blind? Me too. See you.
Yeah, he was married to Jessica Simpson, and they had a show called Newlyweds, I believe, Nick and yes. Jessica. And
it's like a following their life?
Yeah. Which
it was like the first like celebrity real life reality show.
Reality show, yeah. It's like... and there was a lot of it in that era, but there was like at that time, viral clip of Jessica Simpson not knowing why tuna was called chicken of the sea. And she was like, it's not chicken, right? At least this is what I vaguely, like I was a child. This is like what I vaguely remember.
She makes a valid point.
Yeah. What the fuck is chicken of the sea? That's like marketing from like 1920s like where tuna is like a new thing.
Got milk?
Like,
welcome, 23 Skidoo. It's chicken, but from the water.
What's that? Wings down in the sea?
Don't open up a can. It lasts for God knows how long. I'm opening up a 16-year-old can of tuna, and it's going to taste just as fresh as it was in the deep blue.
I think it's a little expensive. It's over 5 cents to buy a can. But it'll take down the Jerry's.
Yeah. Hold on to your nickels, because you know. Coming up, we have a clown who is silent on the radio. It's going to be a silent 30-second.
You should see what he's doing.
He's doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, it's a wall. But there's no wall there, you see.
It seems that he's locked in a glass box. But I can't see the box. It's like some sort of invisible box.
This playing on a radio in London as bombs are just blasting into the building.
Oh, Franz Ferdinand has been assassinated.
Tuna actually caused World War I.
Yeah, that's revisionist history. Wait, do we have the clip? Oh yeah.
Jessica Simpson to Whole Foods. I confuse tuna with chicken too.
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea.
Forgot about that.
That was still good. Well,
that is a very funny response from Nick Lachey. That is a very cool, just the stare, the full stare down. That's pretty cool.
His life flashing before his eyes.
I need to get remarried.
He's like, I need to find another. I need to find an MTV VJ that I can marry. That's a shout out to Vanessa Lachey, because
makes more sense that they get married having the last name.
Yeah, they did. They did have the last name. Yeah, Vanessa Manillo, I think was her name, her maiden name. But
that's cool.
Whenever celebrities get married, it's like it's like, what is this, a crossover episode? I watch you on MTV. And then I was a child.
Then they like go home together. That was always the weird part in my brain. It's like, so what do you, once you're done recording, you go back like to your trailers independently? What's going on
here?
Yeah,
that's like if people see us together and they're like, whoa, that's not just like a stage relationship.
And then we're just like a little bit low energy.
Yeah, like, and they're like, hey. Oh, I saw those guys in real life and they were like normal and it was bad.
That stunk. Nice try, guys.
Why did I bring that up, the chicken of the sea thing? Because...
talking about like mean-spirited
Nicole. Oh, yeah. People were so mean.
I think it is. It still lives. It's just now that there's like so many avenues to do it directly to the people in question. Like now you can just tweet directly at them and say, like,
you dumb idiot. It's like, not, it's tuna.
Hey guys, what's going
stupid,
on?
Stupid phony.
Over farming. Why do they call it that? Because it's the sea. And then someone will be like, kill yourself. Yeah. I'm going to murder you today.
Yeah, that's actually, that's true.
And then it's like comedy's legal again. So.
Finally.
Bingo card, Twitter, we talked about
it. Yeah, you get banned. You go, oh man, comedy. Dude, the funniest thing I saw was it was like a tweet of an image and the caption was like, you gotta be kidding me. And it was a Twitter email, or X as it's now known, that was like, X has looked into the account N-word, and it's just all spelled out. It's just like with underscores. It's just the N-word just fully spelled out. They're like, has done nothing wrong.
It's their initials, maybe.
Yeah.
Long name.
It stands for no, I gotta get
every race.
Yeah, that's
away
what
from that one.
Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Run. Yeah, would you be an actor, man? I just remember.
Oh yeah, so I used to, right before COVID, I was gonna start like auditioning for stuff and like doing like acting classes and stuff.
Suspicious.
And I was taking I started taking a character class with a guy who was on SNL. Do you remember that?
Yeah, John Milheiser.
John Milheiser, yeah. Cool guy.
You pull up a photo of him? What era of SNL?
I think he was a writer mostly.
He was a writer mostly. I think he was briefly like a featured player, but...
He's extremely funny. He's like an old school UCB guy.
Yeah. He was super funny. It was like super cool, but then they were... Because I, you know, did improv and stuff, and I do like to perform. I'll like do like little tiny bits here and there. Like Lauren has tapped me for like, oh, do you want to do like a little bit here and there? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't know. It's something that I definitely still think about, and I haven't really decided. But every now and again, since I have like creative friends, they'll like have me read for stuff, and like that's fun. Or like, you know, I have friends who are actors and I'll like help them, you know, do self-tapes and stuff like that. And I'm like, do I ever want to do this?
It is interesting. It's like getting into, it feels like somebody getting into like martial arts or something. Yeah. Where you're like, that's cool. I don't need to.
Yeah.
But that, you're having fun, clearly.
What happened was literally like during that class was when things started shutting down for COVID and everything went dark for a little bit. And they were like, we're going to do it remotely. And I was like, I don't want to do this class remotely because my whole reason for doing it was because I wanted to get out of my house. And now I don't have any choice. But like, for some reason, it just feels like I'm going to be reminded of the fact that I was like, I don't need any more hobbies where I'm like not leaving the house, which is all I have right now is hobbies where I don't leave the house.
But we're so good at them.
I just finished my second playthrough of Baldur's Gate. You know, did the Dark Urge, no big deal.
Dude, I never actually played that game. Are you serious?
Yeah,
you
thought I was being real? I think real? I recommend it if you are into video games that are good.
Loser. I recommend Madden.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
The crack of the bat, brother.
That's not the right sport. No, you're thinking of MLB, the show, or something. So.
Time to bowl. Strike.
That's okay.
Across the line.
Nope. Okay. You were on it for like a second.
Swoosh the ball.
Swoosh the ball. Yep. Right. Swoosh the bowling ball right into the basket.
Come on and dance.
Come on and dance.
Come on and dance. That's get it to the line.
That's the Space Jam song.
I was just looking up trivia about Space Jam the other day for some reason. I remembered there was a sequel. I forgot about Legacy.
I think it's kind of quite already, the legacy. It's kind of already kind of fallen by the, like, people don't talk about it.
Yeah, the definition of not a legacy.
Yeah.
I think people want to forget it exists.
Dang.
It's rough, man. Like, yeah, I don't
see it.
It's just conceptually bad. Like, they went with animated LeBron. I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, it's animated LeBron? It's not like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit type thing?
That's too hard to do.
They
did it in the original.
They get, like, sucked essentially, like, into the internet.
Oh.
They get sucked online.
I do love a story where you get sucked into the internet. Getting sucked into the internet like makes it too easy. I think the fun thing was that Well, it was all happening in the real world.
Well, they get sucked into the expanded Warner Brothers cinematic universe. Yes. At one point, are falling through space, and they go past the Matrix planet.
And all like other of the properties. Kind of spectators around the basketball court, it's like
the Clockwork Pennywise Orange,
the clown,
the Hoogs or whatever.
Droogs.
Well, what is this? A crossover episode?
There's like really, really old school WB properties, like whatever happened to Baby Jane, and like kids don't know.
So the kids can get into it.
That's for the parents to go, wait a second. But like that would have made sense if that happened in the original Space Jam, because I feel like then the ages would work out.
It's a lot of that bullshit, but that technically real LeBron does end up coming back, but they supplement the IRL stuff, but again, because it's too hard to have. Like 2D animated.
Again, they did it.
They do before. It.
It's CG. A $200 million movie, but they do it with fine.
Horrible CG renders of CG. Like every character is really scary looking. They also have a weird, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe the way the fur is rendered. It looks like something like happened. They look unwell.
Also, Lola Bunny's not even hot anymore. Okay. I can't.
So what's the point canceled. Of watching it? The M&M, not even in it. How am I meant to, you know? That's the one. Look, it's Space Jam, Jarvis.
It kind of looks AI generated, you know what I mean?
It looks, because it's wrong.
It's like hyper realistic.
Oh, here he is, dude. He's falling past the properties.
No, don't become digital, LeBron. Yeah, they
just did it. A cartoon?
Ah, oh.
Kevin Hart. No.
So this, okay. Pause for a sec. Did anything jump out to you as like odd about the way that was animated? At least like the dub. Okay,
back up.
This is something I noticed, and I think I know why.
What's up, Doc?
I'm a cartoon. Ah, I'm shorter than Kevin Hart. No.
Well, it's like the lip flaps did not match at all.
It is.
There aren't lip flaps there.
This is like this is the thing that a few people have brought up. I noticed it too. It is like not just out of sync. But it's almost like a dub where it's pre-animated and then they're speaking to the lips. Mm. And no one will ever get a
which
clear
is
a, answer.
Which
on
is
it.
A thing that anime dub actors are incredible at.
Yeah. And let alone people that aren't actors of any kind.
Yeah.
There is something wrong with it.
Michael Jordan, not a good actor, but like. The performance worked, I felt, because it was like real life Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's good at being him.
That's fucking Michael Jordan. The whole time you're just like, that's fucking Michael Jordan.
Play basketball. He does that. I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
And his tiny house. Do you remember that? His little suburban house in that movie? He lives in like my apartment.
Yeah, it is really funny, like his wife and kids. He has like a bulldog and he lives in a little
he literally just
house.
Lives in Connecticut.
Yeah, like, you're just like, oh.
No God.
You know, I guess he's kind of like me and my dad.
He's a lot like my dad.
I did think.
Oh, the Iron Giant, remember?
Oh, wow.
King Kong, remember?
It's like kind of sad because you're like, man, I miss those properties. They're not doing shit with
those. Why didn't you make that?
Yeah.
God, I don't want an Iron Giant remake. He was in Ready Player One. Do you remember that?
I didn't see Ready Player One.
That's rough. It's almost like they don't know what they're doing.
What I remember about Ready Player One was that the discourse around it before, like the book, like back in the day when the book came out, was kind of like negative.
It Reddit era. And it is. I did try reading it when I was younger because I was its exact demographic. And even I, at my cringiest era, was like, this is a bit much. I'm not shitting you. There was a sequel.
Ready Player 2.
I think it actually
is called that.
Ready Player 2.
I was going to say, I know like people say LeBron's not a good actor or whatever, but I liked him in Trainwreck.
As far as basketball superstars turned actors, he's great.
That's good direction.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you are don't have to be good at this because you're like literally. It's like we were talking like last week about like Jokic and Luka being good at video games. Like you don't have to be good at this. You have everything you've ever like anyone could ever want.
Leave me something. Yeah, celebrity signing podcast and just being good.
Yeah,
stop.
I like Paul George's podcast.
I haven't heard it. I did listen to a little bit of Bobby's podcast, Bobby Logic.
Oh, yes.
Stas, do you have any desire to act on the silver screen?
You know, I yes.
Go ahead.
As a kid, you know, my dream was to be a voice actor.
Oh, cool.
And because I loved cartoons so much and still do. Like, honestly, like, I still watch a lot of animated stuff. So
Space Jam 2, New Legacy.
Yeah, you were the voice of the Iron Giant, actually. Yeah. You didn't have any lines.
Yeah,
but...
Run!
And, you know, because Jarvis and I were in a sketch team together, and I always had fun doing acting like that.
Yeah.
It's, like, very silly, very fun, just, like, acting with your friends. But you know what is, like, stopping me from doing it is auditioning. I don't think I have a thick enough skin. I think to be an actor in Hollywood, you have to, there's like another skill you have to have other than acting, which is
the constant rejection and objectification.
Dealing with constant rejection.
And yeah, like, it's wild.
So I'm offer only.
Understood. Would you be willing to do the adaptation of the show, play one of us? The makeup is problematic.
I'm fine with that.
It feels like we do like a black and white. Black white type montage of like put you in the makeup chair and we turn you into Bruno.
I really just want one of your mustaches.
Okay, true. Yeah.
For April Fool's Day, we could be you guys and you guys could be us.
Oh, that's funny.
That would be really fun, actually.
Well, howdy. If it ain't me, Jacob, here to record another episode.
Yeah, people on the internet think that's important.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I'm funny enough to be other.
What was I gonna say? I've done a few auditions for things, and one funny one was, you know, I was dating someone who is an actress, and we did a couple's audition.
Meryl Streep.
I didn't want to name drop.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
But we went in for like a couple's audition for a commercial, and it was so interesting because like there's like a couple things, like we send in some tapes and then. We also like went in for a couple things, and going in was wild because you just like see the like long line of people who, you know, look exactly like you going in for exactly the same thing. And the funny thing for me was actually seeing those commercials. Like I remember watching a basketball game and a commercial came on that I had auditioned for. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I remember exactly those lines.
Was it a guy that looked like you?
No, actually, they went a completely different direction.
That's almost better, I feel like.
Because yours was so bad, it turned them off from other people.
One of the things I notice about auditioning for things is many a time it's not about the performance. It's, like, about the look and, like, what someone else has in their head. Like, what a writer, what a director, what a producer has in their head. Yeah, because... Especially for like commercial work too, they're like just going for a look.
You can probably hone 30 seconds of performance with a good director. You can't change someone's face and like fit for the screen.
And so much of it too, especially with commercials, it's so like analytic based where it's like, we want someone who looks like this because we want to appeal to this type of person, blah, blah, blah. Or like a car commercial. You like, I want someone, we want people who look like this to buy this car. So like we need somebody who like fits this ideal so they're relatable to the everyman who like sees this car commercial.
We want people that love wheels and chassis, metal.
True. Yeah.
Aluminum.
All that good stuff.
Aluminum.
Catalytic converters. I've been collecting them.
I can't stop loving them.
Every time I see one on the street, I just rip it right out of the car. No, that...
don't do it.
That I think I talked about this where that happened like...
The guy went prone. And
I like saw on one of my security cameras a guy slide under a car and steal the catalytic converter.
Full Solid Snake.
It was a impressive work.
I have kind of a dream of writing a movie, and I've never told anyone this, of writing a movie or TV show for Jarvis. Well, but yeah, I feel like it would be really fun to do something kind of like Seinfeld, where it's like,
yeah,
there's this guy and this is his real name, but he's in a fictional
world. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like Martin.
I was watching. So after the Oscars, Abbott Elementary came on. Shout out Quinta. When I was 18 years old, I went to an overnight. I went to a college. I was invited to like a college overnight at Carnegie Mellon University. And Tyler James Williams was there for the overnight as well.
What is an overnight?
Oh, just like you like they like put you up in like the dorms and you like go do like a tour of the school and stuff. And it's also for like people who couldn't in my case, they gave me a travel stipend because I couldn't afford to like travel on my own to Pittsburgh.
Is it like a here's prospective the college? Student. Would you be interested in?
Yeah, okay, exactly. And so it's like kind of like a guided tour and things like that. I went with Russell and I met a couple of other people there. And so Tyler James Williams had like he had wrapped up Everybody Hates Chris, and like he was trying to decide if he wanted to go to directing school, like at Carnegie Mellon, because it's really good like acting and directing school. And a lot of great actors are.
And he's like pretty secure, sort of financially and career wise, has the cachet to maybe play around.
Yeah, he was like there with his mom.
That's cool.
And we used to be Facebook friends.
Is he our age?
Yeah.
It's funny. I see every show when I was a kid. Because let's say he's 6 months older than me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, so he was a grown up.
Right.
And I was like I was a little baby and everyone hated me.
But it's so cool because like I had been following him just like kind of quietly just because I had like had that small personal connection where he doesn't remember who I am. But seeing his success on Abbott Elementary, I'm like, hell yeah, man.
He's great on that show too.
Yeah, he's really good.
So cute and... You know.
Yeah, I taught him a few things during that overnight.
That'll be cute.
48 hours with J-Man.
He sucked at the time, but now cute.
Oh, man. Everybody hated him. There was a whole show about it.
Nobody likes Jarvis. Do you mean so like kind of writing a show for Jarvis as a kind of segue from real life, like allegorical to Jarvis?
Yeah, like the Seinfeld equivalent. Yeah. Because, you know, like after we do this podcast, I am a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And I do tell stories about my life. And then I go live my wacky real life with my cast of lovable characters.
Like, Jacob bursting through the door.
I don't want to give too much away because then someone's going to steal my ideas.
That's true.
But
I'm like acting kidding. In another show about me.
What the hell?
You sign up with someone else. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Tomorrow. They had a pretty good pitch. They said, what if you were in a show? And I said, okay. Now I'm sorry.
Whoa, what the hell?
You turn into Jerry.
I didn't mean to do a Seinfeld impression. It just came out.
What's the deal with my friend who has a better pitch?
What's the deal with the guys on TikTok?
What's the deal with my 15-year-old girlfriend or whatever he got in trouble for?
Oh, my God.
Why did my friend say that at the cellar?
The weirdest thing.
You sound like the Bobby Moynihan.
And musical guest, Kramer.
The weirdest thing about that is, which I didn't know at the time because I was a child, is that everybody knew he had a 17-year-old girlfriend, Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm.
And no one cared.
Really, even more so than now, I do feel like that was an era for just famous and groomings, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. I guess you're famous enough for it to not be bad in the public eye or something. Which now, you know, there are issues with lack of accountability in a lot of cases, but it does at least feel like a step forward.
Yeah,
and I feel like. There's it's less of like a legal precedent thing where I'm like, hey, it's 18. Those are the rules. And it's like still weird.
Yeah.
Still a little weird.
Still weird.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was almost there.
Or like the Wilmer Valderrama thing.
Oh.
Where it's like
yeah.
he would date all of these starlets as soon as they turned 18.
Oh.
And it's like, that's still weird, dude.
That's very strange.
It's still weird.
Your mama.
That was the, I vividly remember all of the scummy tabloids in the UK had like a countdown to Emma Watson's 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Did the same thing. Bad Baby did the same thing. And then she launched an OnlyFans day of, which honestly, respect.
I mean,
if you're
going to
get the creepy people, get that bag.
Yeah. Like,
at least make some money off of it.
It's like she got the bag in a, it was a such a clear monetization of like the disgustingness of.
Yeah.
Man, where She made so much money, and it's like, go off, but also, oh God.
I'm sorry that it was that easy to make those.
That's yeah, so. But I mean, like, I think she said something about it where she was like, I mean, if people are going to do this anyway, I may as well monetize. And I'm like, you're not wrong.
Respect.
That's like people. And now she's expecting, so congrats to her.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
About a baby?
I used to do this thing where when people asked me if I had kids, I would say, not that I know of. And it's funny when you're a gal.
You're a road dog.
I was at an event with Nut from like the Jubilee videos and 24K Golden, the musician. Both of them are not that much younger than me, but they asked me if I had kids in a way that like made me think that they thought that I was like very old.
And neither of them have kids?
No. Well, no, because I think one of them asked me if like I had baby names picked out. And I was like, what are we talking about? But then he had baby names picked out. So I realized it wasn't that kind of question. It was like, it was literally just like we were just water cooler talk or whatever. But I was like, wait a minute. How old am I?
What? Do I have any kids? Have I picked their names yet? Do you really need to? I mean, I can think of a name.
Papa.
Mama. Do you guys want kids?
I do.
Right now? Where you go?
Do you like have some? I would like to. But the thing is, like, the more time goes on, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe things won't work out the way I want. And I gotta like be okay with that. And so I don't want to be too prescriptive about life, but you know, I would like to have kids one day.
You got any names picked out? Vegeta.
I was thinking like Nad Raj, which is like a name that I hate, but backwards. So I like it.
Oh, that is how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love, Amaso. I love Amaso. I mean, mine did, barely did.
Oh. Amaso. Got it.
Barack.
Oh, no, that's not.
Yeah, rats. I think.
Amabo. Yeah. Amabo Amaso.
Pamult.
We got to stop Pamult. Doing this.
There was a kid in my class that could do like flip words immediately.
There's like a way that you're waiting. Your Wayne can be briared. Your sure. brain can be wired. That's kind of funny that I did that.
We can do that instantly. So yeah. That's its own thing.
You know, that's called a spoonerism.
Yeah. But it's funny that...
Altogether.
Spoonerism. That's like an improv warm-up.
That's what zip, it zap.
Whenever people talk in unison, I just think it's an improv warm-up.
Go play show.
But the people who can do the alphabet backwards.
Oh, that's fucked.
I used to read signs backwards because I felt like I was training my brain.
Don't they ask you to do the alphabet backwards during a DUI?
Which is impossible. Like some people are...
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Can I do it later when I've driven home?
Which is for my computer science heads out there, if you have to go through the alphabet forwards to get to it backwards and do it one by one, that's an N squared complexity. it is not an efficient way of doing the alphabet backwards. But some people can do it linearly. This is in big O notation for my comp sci heads out there. But no, some people can just literally just rattle it off. ZXYVU. I don't know if I did it.
I could, but I'm busy.
Oh, yeah, you're super busy.
It is haunting to me, but also it's no less arbitrary than like, you know, memorizing lyrics essentially. You are just like, you need to, or learning it forwards.
I guess.
Which we also did do.
Which is memorizing lyrics, yeah.
Can you count the numbers backwards?
Count them.
Well, it 25, depends on where do we start. You can, yeah, infinity, infinity minus one, infinity minus two.
No.
One.
I had to do that when I had my wisdom teeth out, where they're like, count backwards starting at 99 or whatever.
What?
And I remember thinking 99, and then I was out.
Yeah, that happened to me too. I think similarly when I got my wisdom teeth. Anesthesia
reasons?
Anesthesia reasons, yeah.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Oh, she's asleep.
Yeah, because they give you like the laughing gas or whatever, and and yep. you're out like really quick, but they have you count, and so you're just like one.
Yeah, I think they want to check that you're.
Do they ever do wisdom teeth surgery with non-general anesthetic? Like we used to.
Yes.
Because I think that's what I got.
I think I had really crazy stuff.
If you have impacted teeth, then so I've had both. Like two of mine were fully grown in, very wise. This was when I was 14.
Those ones for like computer science and stuff.
They can just yank them out like a normal extraction. Mm. Which you don't need to go under for. But if they're impacted, like they're sideways, then they gotta do surgery because they gotta get in there. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how they get in there. I don't even want to think about it, even though it happened to me a long time ago. Gross. So
just grab them with their fingers.
Yeah. They just whisper at sweet nothings, make it uncomfortable so it scurries away.
I do have a few genetically unfortunate as far as teeth health goes, but I've always tried to be very diligent, and I didn't have any issues my whole childhood. And then 5 years ago or so, like three root canals. And they were just, I was just like, should I be, what am I not doing? I'm flossing. They're just like, just got very crowded teeth. And then there's like some areas that are getting treated. It's part of the reason I ended up getting Invisalign. But it is wild that they don't just work. You know what I mean? It's like if every few people was just born with a hand that strangles you.
I think it's like,
it's like we all have these wisdom teeth. They should just come out fine.
It's evolution though.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's like part of it is like life expectancy too, because like most people like wouldn't live, like dental health only matters if you live a long time. You know what I mean? Because if you're dying from something else before it matters, then yeah, like.
Back in the day when like the only hobby was sitting down and like no one could read and you would, it's the harvest. I have something to do. Oh, it's not the harvest. I'll die at 25 with my 9 sons or whatever. That'd be cool. That's what I want. I don't want like kids. I don't want like a couple of kids. I want either none or I want like a repertoire of children.
What would like an introvert child do for fun before reading was a thing?
RuneScape.
Having a good sit.
Like throw rocks.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
You know like Ring Around the Rosie? Mm. It's about, like I feel like all kids songs like the super from dark. Old England are really messed up.
It was...
Yeah.
It was genuinely at the time the happiest thing you could sing about. Yeah. It was like, hey, we're all going to die. That's not as bad, huh? Can I get anyone? Oh, there goes one.
That's what I used to say before we went on stage.
Yeah, me and Jarvis had a thing where we'd be like, we're going to die and none of this matters.
Yeah.
And that would make us feel less nervous.
It would make us feel better. It does not help everyone, but it helped me.
Doesn't help people if they don't know.
Oh, they're like, I'm gonna what?
Uh-huh, what? Anyway, hey everyone.
Speaking of
I need a location.
Speaking of old English times,
Bill Cosby. You almost went into a Bill Cosby.
Pudding pop. Rudy.
Speaking of the old English,
like me,
you, the Kate Middleton stuff is. It's. I think. It's so funny because I don't care about the substance, really. I care about how weird everyone's being about it.
I mean, that's royalist these days. It's kind of like, it's very online discourse. I think it's broken people because previously the royals could have this weird mystique where even if there was drama going on, a la Diana, it kind of started with Diana, where... Ooh, it's turning into reality TV. What are the dramas taking place between X and Y in the British White House? Right. Or whatever? And now I almost can't engage with it. I've lost track of who's doing what. It's like I skipped a season of the show.
Yeah.
My mom was never like, wake up. Wake up early to get ready for the wedding. We're all going to dress up and have a block party where we watch the prince's wedding.
Yeah, she was more like a wake up.
Which was actually pretty cool.
Gotta put the queen up on the table. Yeah, what?
My mom, Serge, she was big into that. But there was no, I was never a part of the tradition in my family. My aunt's family were a little bit more interested, but even then it's like we're not making plans to watch anything, we'll just kind of discuss it. And in the last, I don't know, maybe it was everyone getting bored during COVID, I feel like even in the US it is way more active of a conversation. I mean, I guess we had one that bit the bucket, we had one that went, the one that was the king of Epstein's Island, One that was, well, two that became pariahs for having the, you know, audacity to one of them be black. Just pretty messed up. True. To ruin Harry like that. But they, doesn't oh, it feel they, like they, it's...
That they're involved in the drama, too.
They just have to be.
They're only involved in the drama because the British press hates them.
Yeah. It's a really... It's kind of beautiful how transparent the British press is about stuff like that, where they don't like. So Boris Johnson, former Prime Minister of the UK, used to be a tabloid journo scumbag, and now he's a regular scumbag. He wrote very explicitly, he was so Islamophobic, like the worst you can be. He referred to, and I don't want to mix up the term, so full body covering, and I don't want to misuse which term that is, but he referred to that as he called them letterboxes because of the square eye gap. And then he became prime minister like 10 years later. That is how he, like, how incredibly fucked up you could be as a journo. And all the Harry and Meghan stuff, they're not even trying to like lampshade it like I feel like they would here, where you'd have to be like, hey, yeah, I don't like my cousin's new wife is a little urban, wouldn't you say? They just call her the N-word or something. Like, it's so weirdly mean. Which is, I mean, you know, what do I care? They're all creeps. But I think Harry appears too human. I think that bothers them. They seem like a real person. You checking Bori?
Yeah.
Bori's check. I'd have a tiny hope.
I actually don't know how to pronounce this. Niqab. Like, N-I-Q.
It's weird that the scummiest, like, most creepy journalist environment is the one that most actively covers the royals.
Yeah.
The most refined of people.
Well,
did Harry shag someone else?
Yeah.
And why, pray tell, does she kind of look like his wife? It's office gossip. Mm. Did you hear that Sherry took an extra week of maternity leave to yeah. cheat on Steve?
I heard she didn't have enough hours in her PTO. Oh.
Mm. Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, nothing.
I do like that we both knew to do the laugh. Okay, I'm a little lost on how this began. I understand that Kate had some sort of abdominal thing and had to have a surgery.
All they said is she had abdominal surgery.
Okay.
They didn't say why. They didn't say...
Not the organ, this is but somewhere...
Somewhere yeah, okay. in the abdomen area.
And then she wasn't making public appearances because she had the surgery, yeah. allegedly.
Which seems
normal. Yeah. And then people were like, she hasn't been pictured.
And how long?
Since her last public appearance was Christmas.
Okay.
And she had the surgery in early January.
That's okay. That seems like normal.
Yeah. What? Then she had her abdomen removed. Yeah. You take a break, don't you? When you
yeah.
But so it's Mother's Day just passed right. on Sunday in the UK.
And what are we without our mothers?
Mother
Where
dearest?
Is our mother?
So oh, they're the like, country's devastated. Surely she needs to post a photo of herself being a mother.
A mother, right. Because if you don't post a photo on Mother's Day, are you a mother?
Are you really mother?
Yeah. Are you really yeah. mothering right now?
The country needs their mother.
Oh, mummy. We haven't been mothering. Mummy? It is apparent in our culture.
We've already lost our regional mother and the queen. Oh, Lizzie, I was going to buy you a little Hallmark card with a photo of a vintage lady in a bath saying it's wine o'clock. Whatever.
And by the way, all this information I've learned against my will. It just like started popping up in my feed on Twitter. And it would be like, a paparazzi photo of Kate, and it'd be like, we found her. Like, Kate first pictured. And can we find that photo, Jacob? It's like, yeah, but the one with the grain on it. So this photo, I mean, which has to have been taken from a mile away.
Oh, dude, or on a Nokia.
It's like, the grain... You could just tell how zoomed in this is, right?
Yeah, dude, this is like a colorized photo from World War II.
And it looks like one of those art pieces that's made out of dots.
Yeah, dude. If you zoom in, there's 1,000 faces.
Yeah. And this is like the photo that everyone's going viral, going, it doesn't look like her. Because all the, I don't know how much of this was real, but people were obsessed with like, it doesn't, it's a clone. It's like, it doesn't look like her. And even there's now someone denoised this photo, which does not give you new detail. Let me tell you. You were like, if anything, you were removing detail because it was like obscured by the grain. Yeah, so then I saw tweets that were talking about how her mole is missing from this photo. And I'm like, it's missing because there was grain in that photo. And then they fucking either denoised it or used AI to like finish the photo.
It looks less useful than a police sketch.
Yeah.
It is truly like, it's what, I don't know what their incentive would be to conceal it.
This is not the real photo.
So I saw this photo and then I drew her on with crayon.
I asked an artist to draw what he thinks she looks like based on the one by one pixel photograph.
Someone that's never seen Kate Middleton before.
And so, okay, I don't know what the grand conspiracy is. We should probably say that. Like, it seems like people are like, she's missing. She died. Like, these are all these like very extreme. She got a BBL. That's the meme.
Some people think she's in a coma, that she didn't, that the surgery didn't go well and she either died or is in a coma. And then other people are like not even caring about the surgery and are like, William cheated and she wants to go public with it. And so they're silencing her.
This is high school gossip.
Yeah.
This is office gossip. This is just like, kind of boring story. What if it was interesting? Ooh, good point. Yeah.
Like this person, I want to hide their name, but try not to give a single flying fuck about these parasites, but this, whereas Kate Middleton should have sucking me in with the gravitational pull of a black hole. You'd think they'd have stuck a fake mole on their fake Kate. So this person is buying into it's a fake Kate, not knowing that that photo is an upscaled fake version of a tiny ass photo where you would not be able to see a mole.
I don't give a shit about any of this stuff. Anyway, here's some evidence that I've pulled together. Oh, fine. I'll get out my board.
Yeah.
With a bunch of like tape and wires.
Yeah, it's like the person typing that, like behind them is like red yarn. And it's like, I don't give anything. I don't give a care about any of this.
They're doing it on their phone with their face pressed up against the hospital glass. Who cares?
The thing about her face too, people were like, her face is not as thin and perfect as it once was. And first of all, who cares? Second of all, the thing is, this photo had to have been taken with such a long lens that it's going to warp the objects like in the picture.
Yeah.
Also through a windshield. Yeah. Jacob, can you pull up like how your face looks at different focal lengths?
Also, if she went through surgery and if she's having a hard time recovering from the surgery, maybe it was a really difficult surgery.
Yeah.
She might be physically not looking herself, because that's what happens when your body goes through a lot like that.
All my only point was that at different focal lengths, especially with a really small thing, it can warp the like way a face looks.
Well, that's funny. That looks like somebody anamorphing into Hassan. I gotta say, I'll pull up I can definitely get a screenshot of it.
I could be wrong about the way the math goes for the focal length thing, but I think there's like all kind. Also, it's just a tiny ass photo. There's just a million reasons that this person doesn't need to look exactly like you expect them to.
I mean, there's a reason that we take photos that don't look like that. It's because the detail is better. It's a very strange story. My first week of college, I wanted to start vlogging, and I set up I had my little Canon all set up, stock lens, popped it in my room, didn't know anything about lighting, everything set up.
Is this the same native camera mic that you had in San Francisco? Because it was kind of an old canon. I remember it was
probably,
kind of old.
Yeah, it's 60D. Probably. Yeah. Anyway, it was doo doo trash, and it had the classic canon you can record for a second and a half before it overheats and falls over.
Because we need to sell a video camera if you want to record for 2 seconds.
Are you insane? I tried filming on that, and the stock lens, I didn't know anything about focal length. And I didn't know anything. I didn't really know what I looked like in general, you know? Face changes as you get older. You're too self-conscious, look in the mirror too much, so and so. I was slightly self-conscious about my teeth because one of my front teeth was very wonky. The one attempt I made at recording a vlog changed my perception of the way that I looked for about 10 years. I was more, it was basically till we started doing Sad Boys on video. Like my brain had only seen one version of my face. And I would never want to be in any productions, and I avoided photos generally because I saw this. I looked like a flatfish. I had like this, warped back, 3-inch wide face, strange hunched shoulders, and my teeth looked crazy because it was warping and bending.
You were shooting on a fisheye lens.
Might as well have been, but I just didn't. I had no idea, and it took years for me to understand that was, I was just like, oh, I'm just like a weird looking person. I just thought that for a really long time. And the fact that these people are going like, well, a camera's like a guy. It's like having eyes and then you look at something.
Yeah.
And then, something's wrong with her face through this windshield 1,000 miles away where they are.
I just realized this AI upscaled image has created like a visible reflection in the eyeglasses that you would 1,000,000% not be able to see in real life. Like, go back to the original.
It's also not the same thing that's reflected in each lens. It looks like the Henry Cavill mustache removal.
Right. Like, that is so funny that people used AI to upscale this.
Come on.
Like, her mole would have been less than a pixel wide.
Yes, exactly. Which is why it disappears when you denoise it.
Yeah, that'd be like if someone looked at this now and be like, she's covered in moles.
Yeah. She's all static. She's wrong? Been sucked into a TV.
Something happened in the surgery.
And so,
if you upscaled that Audi logo, it would come out as like a separated ooh or something.
Yeah, it would come out as like chain links.
Yeah, or a little worm. Yeah. People would be like, fake Audi.
Weird that Audi changed their logo.
I was made to computer.
That's so funny. Like, I can't believe the reflection like, that is very just funny. A different photo. That's like such AI, like, dude, that, oh my God, dude, we're so cooked with AI.
It's like, I mean, there's AI literacy and then there's just like, guys, sometimes, in fact, usually, the answer is quite boring. Exactly. It sucks. Other stuff is bad. You're right to doubt the world. You are being lied to. It's just not about someone's mole disappearing.
I think the worst part about this is it's probably not the worst. There's lots of bad parts about this. But
famine.
One bad part about this is that it's creating this desperation to find her.
Right.
And so that creates paparazzi desperation because whoever can get a good photo of her is going to make a bunch of money. And then it also creates like people desperation. Literally.
And it's an international.
Do we not remember Britney Spears? Like how we treated Britney Spears?
Princess Diana. Like this.
And Princess Diana.
Well, they remember the bag.
Oh, yeah. They
made.
They were escaping the paparazzi.
Yeah.
And you know what the first steps in that whole drama were? There's something afoot. I think one of them was having an affair. We've discovered this mysterious person having an affair. Did you know they're actually not even her kids? It expands to the most interesting thing, which, look, I'm not trying to fight for, we need to humanize celebrities more. They're fine. But.
Especially the royals, you know?
They'll keep gigging. They're doing what they're doing. But there is
the same thing is applied to non.
And it applies to someone who was in a Willy Wonka event.
Yeah.
You know, and add like, there's like a slightly cringy event and here's a funny little meme photo we took of them. I think they're cheating on their husband. We should bring back the death penalty.
We should ruin their life.
I'm like, it can just be
this guy had a bad take on Twitter. Let's destroy him.
I guess he needs to find out his employer.
Yeah. Well, I found his address so we could all just show up there and give him a talking to.
It's so sad. And I don't just mean sad for the people directly involved. I mean sad for anybody engaging with it in a sincere way. Like if we were sat here being like, yeah, no, there is something to that. I think they've removed her mold. They've replaced her with Avril Lavigne's clone or something.
Right. I think it's Katie Holmes is playing a stand-in.
I don't know. I have like things I care about more. I have like things I find compelling. I don't need to invent this bizarre, especially about the Royals. Jesus Christ.
Well, and so then after this photo, they put out the Mother's Day photo.
Right. And then they put out the famous, infamous, famous Mother's Day photo, which, and this is another thing where the reality is probably a lot more boring than the theories and the sensationalism around it.
Why is the main theory not just that it was an older photo of all?
Okay,
of
well,
them?
First of all, so this photo comes out on Mother's Day.
Check the mole, Jacob. Enhance.
I swear to God, if she doesn't have a mole, get in there.
Okay,
get in there, Jacob. All right.
DEFCON 1 or 5.
So first of all, she posts this photo with her and her kids being a mother. She's mothering.
She is mother.
And then immediately people start, because now everyone's just like sniffing conspiracy everywhere. Everyone starts to realize this photo has been altered. Now, how has it been altered? Well, that depends on who you ask. Because
which point out for people that don't see the image, all three of the kids, they made black. which, and with the astute eagle eye, yeah. You could notice.
This is what Meghan Markle is doing to the royals.
She's infected the children.
I would assume that any photo they put out has been altered.
Every photo, I would assume that every photo that everyone puts out is altered. You know what I mean? Like, it's like.
Including by the focal length of the camera, literally anything.
Well, like, because clearly this, okay, what is the scenario in which, before we even look at the stuff that's wrong with this photo, What happens when a princess gets a photo taken with her kids? Does she A, take it on the iPad? Does she B, have a professional photographer take a bajillion photos?
Charles is holding the iPad towards them and using the front-facing camera. They didn't know it was a candid where she was sat down and the children were surrounding her.
Yeah, the kids are all laughing.
Like
did
a
someone
video?
Tell a joke? Is there a clown behind the camera?
Like Charles is funny as hell, dude.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Charles is telling one of his really dark humor jokes because he watches Family Guy.
Oh,
you know what I
Reddit,
mean?
Like, dude. Oh, he just showed them a meme about how God's not real and atheism is PogChamp.
Wait, is it William?
Well, Charles is their grandpa.
Grandpa, yeah. Sorry.
Will,
but,
Will and Harry might be.
But anyway, not to pull rank on you, but... No,
I just got deported.
Yeah.
Reverse deported.
And you're welcome.
I've been imported.
I've been imported. So... the thing is, okay, then the photographer, who this was clearly shot on like a professional camera. I do not think this was shot on an iPhone. This looks like it was shot on like a DSLR. You take the photo, you bring it into Lightroom, you fiddle around, maybe you have a bunch of photos and you want to alter, you know, something about something that you don't, you've got like your key photo that you really like, and there's an element about the photo that is less than ideal. But then there's another photo that was shot in exactly the same scene that fixes this issue.
And so you take one photo and then upload.
Yeah.
All done.
Yeah. Or you just blend it. Like this is, I've done this. You know what I mean? Like, and
they made a thumbnail.
Yeah. It's like how you make a thumbnail. Like Mr. Beast is putting on different shirts and changing the lighting and changing his eyeballs and changing his smile, like in the thumbnails. It's like
that candid photo of him and that kid crying after their eye surgery. Yeah. And he's like, ah.
So if you zoom in on the hands of the daughter who's in the maroon or red sweater, you can see like artifacting and clipping that. Literally looks like the blending of two photos.
Yeah, some like feathering on the wrist. And
yeah, it's just like, it looks like you, it like looks like a bad Photoshop.
Kate's zipper doesn't line up. Some of her hair doesn't line up. It's just like.
The level of scrutiny that people just wouldn't normally give to a photo. Sure. It's like when you describe a normal thing. You know, it's like if somebody, they hate pro wrestling or something, and they go, oh, yeah, a bunch of guys throwing each other around and hitting each other.
It's like, fake.
Like, right, yeah, but that's just, that's even, what it is,
you
I
know,
guess.
It's like, and, even in Photoshop, you can do content-aware fill, you can do generative fill. You can, like, literally, like, do AI edits of tiny little aspects of your photo, and it's still going to mostly look like a normal photo. And so, like, all of those things seem more probable than what is being posited.
Which is more boring.
Yeah, which is unfortunately more boring because it's a thing that all of us can do and have done.
And it makes me... So when I first saw this and someone first was like, did you see the doctored photo? And I looked at it, I was like, okay, well, she just had surgery. Maybe she thought, oh, I don't look so great because I'm still recovering from surgery. Maybe she's sick, whatever. Let's doctor some stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, use an old photo. Or
and let's get this right because people are being so weird.
Because
right
people
now
are being so weird because it puts the pressure on, creates desperation.
Yeah. Well, when I post a photo, I like to make sure that it's taken 2 seconds before it goes live.
Right.
Yeah. Because I've never posted a photo that was taken in the past.
By the time I post it, my kids have grown a photo.
A Mother's Day photo doesn't need to be taken on Mother's Day. What is that?
And
hey,
I
hope you're having a nice Mother's Day. Let's come outside. We've got the lighting's all rigged up.
Let's do our Mother's Day photo shoot. If she is not feeling great, like I can especially see a situation where it's like, let's just use an old photo, you know? I don't feel like taking a photo.
All the time. I used to like, when I would post more regularly on Instagram, I'd be like, what do I have in this fucking camera roll that I can post?
Is there
any fucking thing? And then oftentimes, you know, or even on my stories for my privacy, sometimes I'll wait till I leave something to post about it in case like I don't want people to know where I am. You know, like there's just a million reasons. But yeah, so people used this as fuel because it does kind of add to the suspicion. And then the post clarifying this allegedly from Kate did not help. So first of all,
they have a bad PR team.
Yeah.
I just feel like we can all agree on that.
It must be a weird gig because like, what is the mission of the royal family's PR? It's not like they're not going to get like acting roles or something that they have to maintain. Their mission is to not be murdered by the paparazzi. Like, I mean, that literally the goal is not to be blown up in a car. Like, leave me alone. Here's me hanging with the kids. Fake child. We'll be taking the child to investigate.
So everyone just kind of added this to the fight. They were like, everyone was with desperation searching for evidence for their like, missing Kate theory, fake Kate theory, clone Kate theory.
Robot Kate.
Coma Kate theory. You know, robot Kate theory.
They've got to just not post about it.
And
you know what I mean?
Just go silent. How
ride a horse.
So they tweeted from the official Prince and Princess of Wales account at Kensington Royal.
That's cute that they share it.
It is cute that they share it. Like their bank account, I assume. Kensington Royal sounds like a clothing store for rich people.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's Kensington Royal.
$300 white t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's my son's name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was
Little Kensington.
Little Kensington Royal.
Yeah.
Kensington Nad Rog.
Kensington Royal Vigo.
Or it kind of sounds like, you know, like David's Bridal. like it's like, at Kensington Royal.
Do you need a mattress at a reasonable price?
At Kensington Royal.
Where did she go? Was it the surgery?
Was it Jacob? No. It was Kensington Royal. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. That language is so funny to me. Like, any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I feel like the words could be rearranged.
Yeah, it's weird that 12 dudes in a boardroom wrote that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, that passed through a committee. Yeah. That went past Parliament.
I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. C.
C?
Who's C?
Charlie.
Kate Middleton. William.
Catherine.
Oh.
Catherine.
Why
Kate,
do we spell
Catherine.
Kate with a K but Catherine with a C?
Suspicious.
She's a robot.
Wait a second.
The clone uses a C.
The clone uses a C, and it's one of the symbols that they're always showing us because they can't lie.
C for cash, Illuminati symbol on cash in America.
C also so that you can see with your eyes to the truth.
Oh, yeah. They did a follow-up tweet. Realize.
Oh, real C's move in silence like lasagna.
And then weirdly hurt people? Like,
whoa,
why?
I guess us. The paparazzi.
Yeah, paparazzi.
See what?
See.
The robot.
More butts.
Jacob, reply that, please.
See for
she's giving
Kate.
Us all the clues.
What if it's C?
Clues? What letter does that start with?
K.
Okay. But what? No, but it's you're right. it's short for Clutheran, which is spelled with a K, with a C.
If some words were spelled differently, that would C for clone.
If you change the letters in Kate Middleton and also rearrange them, it spells I'm a clone.
Pull that up.
Yeah, it's like the Tom Riddle rearranging itself, but a bunch come in from the side and a bunch disappear.
Yeah, a bunch of letters come in. They're subsumed from other words.
Oh my God, Tom Riddle. It's me. Hello, I'm Voldemort.
I am Tom Marvolo Middleton.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Okay.
Voldemort's in the royal family?
Why do you do that? Why was Voldemort just loves clues?
Yeah, it's because of his nose. That's he was like really jealous about other country. People having noses. So this did not help.
I don't think they understand, like, it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing, the ripcord parachute works every time. Just don't say anything and don't engage with it. People, they're like ravenous wolves, dude. Everything you say, they're just going to public. Oh, all right, that's
maybe funny. They wanted to create a fun little scavenger hunt. That camera.
Going. Yeah.
A fun little scavenger hunt where, you know, for the people. A Mother's Day scavenger hunt.
Oh, like everyone knows, like on Easter, you search for eggs. On Mother's Day, you search for clues, which start with a C. I think...
Egg begins with a C.
What the funniest thing that came out of this is if you scroll to the very top, Jacob, people have memed the like many amateur photographers I do occasionally experiment with editing.
Something of a scientist myself.
Like if I were posting an Instagram post today, I would put that in the caption.
It's you with no mole. With a mole.
Oh, wait. Actually, that would go hard. Me with a mole, me in a car from really far away.
Just a candid.
Me with a bunch of kids that aren't mine.
The end dash C.
A bunch of white kids.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. You. Then people started taking the Mother's Day photo and saying that it looked exactly like a Vogue, like a magazine cover or something. I think that them doing this like morph or fade out kind of, this is just the same person's face in the same position. And if you think about like, what are the odds that they were taken at the same angle? You do normally take photos with your face facing the camera.
Yeah, I imagine you could probably find some of the kids as well that just kind of line up with, I mean, it's a best angle, which is why it is the one that they use. There are as many things that don't match as you could argue could. Like, okay, the eyes kind of match well. Not a lot you can do with eyes. You can kind of squint in one way, but usually you do when you smile. The hair is on the other, it's covering her face.
Yeah.
They've very, I don't know, skillfully removed a hat. As to why they'd use a photo of her with a hat and her hair on the
make
other
it harder
side,
on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it goes.
Also, the person who takes photos as a major part of her job has the same pose, would make perfect sense.
Also, what is going on with, did they, they've like deep fried. They've cranked the contrast on that so far up.
Yeah, I don't know
purpose.
Why they cranked.
Because it makes it all overexposed on the side as well.
That video kind of proved to me that it's not the same photo.
Yeah.
Because it just looks, it's like, yeah, it's her same face, but there's too much that's different here for
It's more work. So much more work than just publishing an old photo. Because it didn't have to be them huddled around. It could just be a air quotes candid. I'm sure they have a Dropbox full of them of her, you know, at the palace chuckling with the kids and Will being like, I'm telling a joke or something.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah, there are other photos.
They would only do this for like, as in like a an ARG. Like a this little is fun like, game.
This is what people who don't know Kate Middleton would do. Like, if I was doing this, then sure, I'd be like, where can I find a good photo of Kate Middleton? If I am Kate Middleton, I think I have other photos of Kate Middleton that the public has not seen.
Yeah. I truly think this is probably just an old photo.
Yeah.
And it is doctored because all photos they put out are probably Photoshopped. Yeah,
you should assume that most photos you see online are doctored in some way.
Is the position that people are taking that she was murdered?
Well, I think,
why would they hide just a regular death to this degree?
Well, I think there are some people who think she's seriously ill and they haven't put out a statement about it because Charles is also seriously ill and the queen died. So everyone's like, the royals are all dying.
And Andrew's next.
Well, God willing.
Oh, yeah, that tweet.
Too late, pal.
Was really good. So I think people like... I don't know if the GeoGuessr guy's gotten involved, but I think people have like post-dated this photo to November or something like that.
What you'll notice is this grass only appears in London, and the trio I see right there actually is only appearing in London. And that door, that's actually a classical Victorian production that only appears in London
right,
as well. And
makes
Tim,
sense.
Tim zooming in and on Google Maps is this image. Yeah. Google
He's
Earth
doing Google Street View. He like goes into Kensington Palace and just sees them there.
A magazine floating in front of her face.
There are some people that have pointed out that like this tree wouldn't have like green foliage on it at this time of year.
Right.
And so it's like, yeah, this is probably just an old photo.
Yeah, which but, is like not a conspiracy. That's like...
Maybe she is... unwell and they are doing this, but the problem is that is too concise an answer. Is like, well, shit, yeah, hopefully she's all right, but if she is sick, I can understand them posting an old photo and not like the kids huddled around her on the surgery table.
I'm still stuck on even if she's well, I'm posting an old photo. If I've got photos in the can that the world hasn't seen, I'm not doing another photo shoot. I'm bored.
I don't like this.
I want to hang out with my kids.
She's playing Baldur's Gate. Like,
dude,
she's
on her honor mode playthrough.
She's playing Baldur's Gate and she thinks the darker choices are the good ones. She's like, dude, yeah, this is what we do.
My minor Baldur's Gate moment. I played 3 hours into my honor mode playthrough yesterday and the game glitched out on me. And it was a situation where I'm like, okay, you are not allowed to have glitches when you have a single save mode. Like all the models froze and started T-posing. And then when I reloaded the game, I was in a conflict at the Grove that had just started that I wasn't, that I didn't trigger.
It sounds like you're doing a speed run.
And I was like, man, and now I can't undo this. So I deleted the save and I just started over. And so that made me mad because all I wanted to do was knock out a certain character so that they didn't die in a later situation.
Am I bad?
Am I bad?
Am I in trouble for that?
Am I bad? No, but then when I knocked them out, the model froze and it said knocked out, but they were still standing up.
That's because we've entered another zone of conflict. That, she's mine.
And then...
The second play, that's my one. That I want to play through my one.
That was yours as well.
You don't get, nope.
Yeah, you get all the, this one's not even a romantic interest.
Yeah, it's just another mean woman. Yeah. It's just someone being mean to me and that's enough for me, yeah. I guess, apparently.
No, but that annoyed me. And now I'm like, okay, I need to be very careful about, I don't know. I actually don't know how to, as soon as I resolve that situation, it's one of the only situations where I want to like be kind of cook it a little bit to make sure I have access to an item later on that mm-hmm. I want for a build. But other than that, I'm like going to let everything fly. But man, it was such a good run up to that point. I'm playing a Bard lock.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that.
You start with Warlock, you start with Bard on that?
Starting with Bard.
Yeah.
Starting with Bard so strong
so early.
Starting with Bard, but I'm going into Warlock really early just for Eldritch Blast. Hex plus Eldritch Blast is obviously just good. All right. Meghan Markle got dragged into this.
That's good.
Because
I mean, she was probably just like, oh, I wish I could get some more attention from the tabloids.
Yeah, she does often say that.
I'm not hated enough.
And they're like, what? She's asking for it.
She chose to be that color.
She shouldn't have worn that. It's a gown.
it's a watch.
Yeah. It's a hat. Yeah. That's what you say to Kate. She shouldn't have worn that if she didn't want to get Photoshopped. The Daily Mail, which is a upstanding publication, as Jordan, you as of a course, Britishman, yeah. told me.
If you hate just kind of everyone.
Harry and Meghan face hypocrisy row? Hypocrisy row?
Hypocrisy row. Yeah. Like everybody's having a...
Yeah, like a row.
And I'd like to point out this is in the subsection of the Mail Online called female.
Which is awesome.
Incredible.
As it emerges...
Because there's a girl in it.
Snap from her second pregnancy was doctored after allies waded into Kate's Photoshop furore. These words, they're so British.
The allies?
Can you read, Jordan, can you read this in a real British-y way?
Yeah.
Harry and Meghan face hypocrisy row as it emerges. Snap from her second pregnancy was doctored. After allies waded into Kate's Photoshop furore.
Quite.
I'm like this all the time. Imagine you're that in life.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll imagine take a flat white.
Like, oh, Mr. Beast's new video exposes. You know what I mean? Like you're just talking about nonsense.
I don't mean to gossip, but I think you'll find that he cured 100 people's blindness in a day.
Mr. Beast has cured 100 blindnesses.
James.
James Donaldson, also known as Senior Beast.
Sir Beast of Beastleyton.
Sir Beast the Terrible.
Has chosen to upload his consciousness.
Sir Beast the Generous.
To Beast the Cash. The Monetized.
The Cashist.
Sir Jimmy the Monetized.
Oh, Sir Jimmy the Monetized.
By Jessica Taylor and... Oh, Mail Online. For Mail Online. And
Owen Stone?
Owen?
Or maybe? Iwan. Iwan?
Iwan.
So I wanted to find this original article, but cowardly, Daily Mail has rewritten... that exact link.
Soy cuck Daily Mail.
Because
beta.
This black and white photo of Harry and Meghan got called out as being doctored. And then the photographer of the photo released the color version of the photo, which actually wasn't released, which is kind of awesome. And then also the EXIF data or whatever of the photo to show like what it was taken on, which is funnily enough an iPad, which is why I jokingly said iPad earlier.
They don't do that.
Yeah, and so they said the original JPEG without a black and white grade. I expect a full apology and retraction. They should have done the. I wonder if there's a note about the edit, but I didn't want to go on like an archive.org hunt for like the original text of the article, and then they pettily corrected the type of tree.
Respect. They zinged them on that one.
No trees or meadows were moved or swapped. This image is straight out of the camera.
I got it. I did not notice this about the original photo. Maybe the black and white kind of helped conceal it. He just got the piggies out.
Yeah.
So he's gone to market.
Yeah.
And this little piggy's gone to, whoa.
Whoa. Good.
All right. It is the largest thing
Happy
in the
feet. Wombo combo.
Hairy feet.
Hairy feet. Royal feet.
But not hairy feet. Wait a minute. I don't see a mole.
Yeah. So that I don't know why they even got dragged into it. I think it's because, I know. Yeah.
Because they deserve it for being around.
There were a bunch of conspiracy stuff that dragged them into it too, where it's like, you know, something about like the fact that Kate Middleton was mean to Meghan. And so Meghan did something to Kate. And it's
killed
like,
her, yeah.
Just leave them alone.
She did surgery on her.
She did. She was she pulled down the mask at the end of the surgery. It was Meghan.
Okay, wait. Can you go back to that other tab you were at, Jacob? So that second image, Jordan, can you read this as well in a really proper accent?
I've returned. It's me again. Oh, you thought I was gone? I was hiding under the couch. I'm surprisingly flexible. You can put me in a suitcase. Lady Rose Hanbury. Who is the Marchioness? What the fuck is this?
That's literally
Lady Rose Hanbury, who is the Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
Is this AI? I don't know. Like
the Marchioness of Cholmondeley lives in Hutton Court with her husband David Rock Savage, 7th Marquess of Cholmondeley, and their 3 children.
I don't know what this is or why this is, that's but insane. I saw these words and I was like, "What the hell is this?"
I mean, that really is. That's like the what is it? The small white fox jumps over the.
It feels like a Jane Austen novel or like some
Lady
you know,
Rose
period
Hanbury.
Piece. Yeah.
Oh, I ever so wish I could meet the Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
Yeah. That would be too much for even a fantasy novel.
Yeah.
Or a fantasy like story.
The only person that can get away with that is like Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Who is the Marchioness of Cholmondeley?
There's a Bridgerton episode all about
Cholmondeley.
It.
Cholmondeley. I'm leaving Downton and going
Lady
to
Rose Hanbury. Who is the Marchioness of Cholmondeley?
The Queen's coming for dinner. We must ready ourselves with a fine china.
Oh, who? From Cholmondeley, you say? Well, I'll ready our special silvers.
Hoi, hoi, ahoy, hoi. I'm hearing you on the wireless.
Hold on, my telegraph is acting up.
It's 2018. They just still live
beep,
with that.
Beep, 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 beep.
What's that, boy?
It's a dog.
There's a fire.
There's a fire at the old saloon.
You wouldn't say. Well, howdy.
Howdy.
Well, howdy there. Welcome to Cholmondeley.
The Marchioness of Cholmondeley's coming.
Yeah, the Cholmondeley gang.
Ricky Sachs and the Rock Savage and the Cholmondeley boys.
He's a 7th Marquess. What's a? Can you look up Marchioness?
I know what a Marchioness is because of all of my weird period piece novels and stuff. Like you read old books about young women trying to get married off or whatever.
What is it?
Well, it's just like, you know, like a duke or whatever, but it's a really more European rather than being British style of noble, like nobility.
The wife or widow of a Marquess.
British nobleman ranking above Earl and below Duke.
Oh, really? They beat Earl? Damn.
I'm the Earl of Marquess of Duke University.
Well, I... Oh, dude, one of those memes where it's like a fake mobile game and it's like level 1 Duke.
Level 1 Duke, level 10 Marquess.
So the only thing I don't understand about any of this is the affair stuff that's now people are talking about.
There are a lot of tweets and stuff about where people say he's having an affair, or she is somehow trying to speak out. Like, I think honestly, people are just wanting to relive the Princess Diana saga. And so they're rewriting it with these two people,
It feels like a forced sequel.
Yes.
Like when the Matrix 4.
It's like the Space Jam 2.
It is exactly Space Jam 2. If you check it, Bugs Bunny has actually been chopped into it.
Like, why did they make this one animated? They could have just done the Who Framed Roger Rabbit thing.
They've tripled the budget.
Can we watch that Channel 4 video that's in the tweet? I just want to see what it looks like to have a, Channel 4 is a famous British institution. So I want to see.
One of the more admired. Of the,
I want to see how they report on this.
Hi, my name's Bondley Donkton.
I'm the Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
I'm here with a 15-year-old Alienware laptop to tell you about something that didn't happen. I made something up, and that's fine.
I'm here next to a 19,000-inch TV.
I was trying to play Helldivers 2, and then I had to come back and do these lies.
This just gets bigger and bigger until she's a Twitch streamer in like the bottom right-hand corner and with this giant fucking
chair. She has a gamer chair. Why does it look like that?
This episode of the news with Channel 4 sponsored by RacerX.
Raid Shadow Legends. Did you know that you can travel back in time to real England and what we used to do back then?
And there were dragons, and it was cool.
Anyway, here back to the lie we made up.
Anyway,
everything is fake.
Cut to one of those guys that's in like a war zone with bombs going behind. It's like, and we move to our correspondent, Andrew Longtingtalong, to tell us about the features here. Hi, Jane. One of those long delays. And it's in front of the hospital for some reason. Panning shot.
He's in front of a larger television.
Hi, Jane. I'm here in front of an IMAX screen to tell you about the thing you just said before.
He's doing the weather. Dun, dun. In Chalmondeley, it's going to be really cold.
Obviously. Obviously, it's one of the 9 months out of the year.
Now, it was supposed to counter the many conspiracy theories about the health of the Princess of Wales, but it did the exact opposite. The photo of Kate Middleton and her three children sent out yesterday was the first to be issued since her abdominal surgery.
I don't know this woman. I have nothing but respect for her. It is funny. It is funny, though, that she's reading from a prompter while holding a piece of paper in her hand.
I know. It's the photo.
I don't know if this is like we're pretending to. It's like when like you dress up in your dad's suit and like move his papers around.
Or you hold like singing a song into a comb in the background.
There's nothing on those papers.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's fine. All this is to me is just like the news. As all productions have like evolved with the times, and it's still like clinging to
That has to be
the sort of
it's like the old iconography of wearing a white coat as a doctor, like it gives you powers or something. Yeah. You have to like, well, I've got the papers, and this is where all the evidence is.
Yeah,
let me just check the facts on the papers. It just says, look at the prompter.
You just like start by like just like straightening your papers, leaning back, and then reading directly from a prompter.
Welcome to the 3 o'clock news. My papers don't say anything, and the screen's too big. It is a real screen. I feel like that's not normally.
Yeah.
They don't usually just actually have a screen.
And this also looks like it was recorded with a phone to a TV of a screen. of a woman with a screen that was recorded with a camera.
Was this news not recorded on that day? I do like the...
I've been there, though. Whenever I try to take a screenshot on Windows, I just take a photo of my computer.
You're like trying to angle it so the glares. It is funny that her voice is exactly the thing we were doing. She does sound exactly that way.
Also, if anyone's leaving a comment about how the print screen button is how you take a screenshot in Windows, I know that. I just think screenshot taking is better on Mac, and so I refuse to do it on Windows.
Can you imagine, dude? 30 years of... diligently working in the journalist industry, starting from the bottom, climbing your way up to one of the most like prestigious terrestrial channels in the UK, to have to go like, so there's this photo, and the she looks a bit weird, isn't it?
The photo is a little bit weird.
It's a bit off.
The sleeve doesn't quite line up.
It started a row.
Now we have our sleeve correspondent. I don't know what this acting is. Our sleeve correspondent. The sleeve is odd.
15-second delay.
The sleeve's a bit odd.
We were looking at the sleeve and discovered that there was a thing you can do on the computer where it changes it a bit. I've been Philip Montgomery, and that's what happened.
Over the next 4 hours, I will be following a Photoshop tutorial about how to edit a picture.
It's one of those, like, it's them filming their TV, and you can hear a ceiling fan in the background, and it's like an Australian guy's like, hi guys, today we're going to be looking at the feathering effect on Photoshop.
It's Photoshop CS2.
So and then the background is like.
Oh, sorry, my dog is acting
up. Hey, don't you bother, what's going on with it?
No, I'm making a video.
Anyway, guys, we're just skipping through.
Anyway, I don't know what accent we're doing for this guy. I keep jumping between English and Australian, but what we're going to do here is we're going to grab the pen tool. We're going to grab the pencil and we're going to feather it ever so slightly.
I'm sorry, guys. My recording messed up. So I'm starting back here again. Guys. I did do the whole thing. But thanks again for subscribing.
Thanks again for subscribing. I've noticed that only 99% of the people watching this video have not subscribed. So go ahead and click that button.
Will with his fingers panned watching this video. Like, I've got to get this right for Mother's Day.
They're sweating. I've been in that situation, though. Like, when you're back when I would do the audio post, or even with video stuff, sometimes you'll have like wonky audio and you'll need to fix it. And I'll be watching a guy like do like an audio tutorial about how to do some sort of curing of the audio.
And then you get partway through and they tell you some proprietary software you need to buy that they're sponsoring.
Or I can't do it without doing the other stuff that they do to treat their audio, and it makes them sound like a radio jockey.
Warned by international picture agencies hours later because it had been manipulated, in their words. Today, Kate apologized, admitting in a statement, "I do occasionally experiment with editing." Our culture correspondent, she's just doing Minnie what Stevenson, we just did. Reports.
Why?
It's on a dolly.
Why did they do it like that?
That is so funny.
Is it? It looks handheld.
I like, again, I don't know how this was recorded, so it might just be. But the other thing is that it's so weird that. So this photo got everywhere. It got pulled. Like the AP had a thing where they were like, you have to pull this image because it's been edited. And I'm like, it's a Mother's Day like Instagram post. Of course it's edited.
It's not a post of like a war zone, you know, and like, yeah. Like, oh, here's evidence of Joe Biden sucking his own dick on camera.
Yeah.
Like it's the, no, it's just
like, that's a weird, I'm like,
you're allowed to do this.
This is,
well, this also is not, just don't use the photo then. Just say she posted a photo.
The
if
news
you
is
have
a,
to
the news is
it.
About how she posted a photo. Is this not the photo she posted? It still seems relevant,
right?
Because it being edited does not like it does not it's a part
well,
of the fact
maybe,
that she posted it.
But they were, I think this was the original announcement, or it's like us essentially they were reporting on the fact that she posted her first photo since the surgery,
right?
But this is not like, it's not a court case. There is no expert. She could have posted like a drawing. She could have just posted a drawing of Goku and said, well, this is me, first day out of surgery. She's
and why not
to
just
that.
Say, you know, put a note under the photo. This photo has been edited or manipulated. Whatever they want to say. Like, yeah.
This photo was taken with a camera. It's not the real
yeah,
me
it's
trapped
like,
inside your phone.
I can't get over
phone.
The fact that it's not like a world leader like declaring war on a country that like they didn't.
Oh, like it's a photo of OJ and he's yeah. just like, it was me hanging out with my friends that same night at Dave yeah. and Buster's. I can't have done it.
Yeah, it's not used in court. This it is like, it's sense. Social media. On it's a Mother's Day social media post. I didn't know we weren't allowed to Photoshop
if
those.
The caption said, like, I'm actually fine and alive because look at me, here I am, then maybe.
We've
sure.
noticed that her son may not actually be laughing. He may actually be sad. And until we can confirm that he's happy, we will not be airing this photo.
Sources say that young Prince Blimble, or whatever his name is, is famously very sad.
And this smile has been added by a Snapchat filter.
Why is his finger like that? What the heck?
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't even get me started. There's so many tweets about him crossing his fingers. I'm like, kids do weird stuff with their bodies.
I, to this day, do this when I'm nervous.
That's a gang sign.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, we can't show you the. We can't show you the
I'm not flashing it, but I cross my fingers.
You do like the blood thing. People did it like elementary school.
It's a nervous
school.
Tick, dude.
And so when people were like, it's AI because his fingers are all messed up. I'm like, no, I do that with my fingers all the time. He's kid, just dude. A little weirdo.
You ever seen AI doesn't do that if it tried. Like,
yeah. AI doesn't make your fingers cross. AI adds and removes fingers.
I have never. Have you ever seen like a 10-year-old try and run? Like they can't coordinate
yeah,
the physics of their body.
To sit still.
It is. That's just what they do. They're like they're weird and off kilter.
Here's what all of this boils down to is that there's a bunch of people who are afraid for her safety.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? And that's nice of them. You yeah. know, it's like if they're like, oh, she's in trouble and we need to help her. It's like, okay, you have good intentions, whatever. But I feel like in reality, people are making things less safe for her because they're creating a situation where paparazzi are going to try and get photos of her. You know, people might even, I don't know, do weird, creepy stuff
that fans do. There's always some, because there's having concern and there's taking action. And I think the moment that you are a poster of any kind on any platform, you do need to have your brain investigated because that instinct is strange. And in this case, you ever see how often those like, they often blow up on Facebook, but it's like, predator hunters, and it's just two guys that maybe couldn't get a different type of content off the ground, and then it's them baiting people into meeting up with them, and they're like, I thought you were a 15-year-old girl.
Chris
but we're
Hansen
actually
got into that after he like stopped being on TV. He like made a YouTube channel and like did bad journalism there, and like got people in trouble.
There is a line to the point where I'm like, okay, well, you're getting off on this. This is not just a point of concern. If you think that you need to become a sleuth detective online and you just so happen to be interested in the story that's more interesting.
I need to be the one to find justice, not like the law.
That is fetishizing. That is like, there is something like, there's like a erotic thrill that you're getting out of like, guys, I'm going to post this and I'm going to screenshot this and show it to all my friends because I'm saving the world one step at a time. I'm like, it's this. Why do you need to be the person that hunts down air quotes?
To your point, now she definitely can't go outside. now they have to like put a whole team together to figure out how she's going to reintroduce herself to society.
Let me touch your mole. Yeah. Is that real?
From my perspective, I'm like, why do you care so much? She's just a lady when you boil it down. But maybe people in the UK or like royalists are like, she's more than just a lady.
You know,
she's our lady.
Classic royalists are like so old now. As far as it's pretty much, if you're a really proactive royalist, you're only on Facebook and it's probably royalism plus some soft transphobia. Those are like the things you're posting. It's that kind of, that's the generation and those are the conspiracy theories you post. It's a psyop that Caitlyn Jenner exists at all or something like that. There is not really, there's no reason to take this any further than at its most extreme. Oh, she's sick or dead and they are covering up for PR reasons, which, yeah, okay, sure. That in some cases that would happen and they probably would want to be tactful with it. To then jump to there's some grander conspiracy going on, that's very Twitter-pilled. That's like a new, because royalists.
I mean, people
like,
do the same thing about like the Oscars. People will be people conspiracize every little thing. Like if there's a unscripted moment that happens where, you know, someone's like doing a bit, like the host is making a bit to someone in the audience and the person in the audience doesn't bite for the bit, then someone in the comments will be like, well, everything in Hollywood is scripted. So this was scripted as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, no, not like literally everything.
I mean, I guess that's the classic like Rogan, like, yeah, but you can see it being true.
Okay.
You know, imagine if it was. That'd be pretty crazy. You know what I mean?
Well, just to say, conspiracies aside, hope that, you know, Kate is on the mend and getting, you know, well from whatever abdominal surgery they announced. It's just generally well.
To the same degree as any stranger.
Is any stranger? Yeah. It's like, this is less about her and more about this weird kind of obsession of the media.
It is. I mean, I think something shifted a little bit. I mean, I've been out of, you know, not really an active part of UK culture for a long time at this point, but I feel like royalists are kind of defined by reverence. Like they're like hyper engaged Catholics. It's like, it's not about the text itself, and it's not about like enforcing, I don't know, like it's not so much about the discussion of God or like, what do you think this part means? What do you think that part means? It's like kind of Church of England traditionalists that are just like, don't take the name in vain. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
You don't say mean stuff. You don't say bad stuff. You don't swear. It's like just a specific list of things you don't do. You just say good stuff about God and you say good stuff. You pray before your meal and you say nice stuff about the Queen. This, like, Harry and Meghan, what do you think's going on there, is post-Diana. It's like a very, but it's if we had Twitter during Diana, that it would just be this, and it would be every photo getting some scrutiny, instead of basically only those grainy photos being like, Diana's hair is longer. Maybe we should kill her. We should blow up our car for that.
There's, like, tabloid people and drama hounds, you know, who want to...
Well, now they've got even less of a chance of getting the story because there's more people doing it, and a random civilian could just snap a photo of her and they miss out on their like exclusive pick or whatever. God, I feel like I would go insane. I would never marry into the royals. She's crazy for that. Oh my God.
I feel like she's going to have to do like a full like interview now with like the BBC.
So did you die?
What were you doing? during the time that you were not pictured by the public.
Well, I was having surgery. I had abdominal surgery.
Interesting.
Why are you
no further questions.
Why are you pulling up a photo?
Explain this.
That's me and my children.
Explain this.
That's my son. That same photo.
But what about this?
His fingers are all weird.
He comes out. He shows his fingers.
Yeah, this
and
is
he
on
just
you.
Makes the little thing. He goes, and then they're like, he did it. He did the thing.
He can do anything. We love the royals again, but not the brown one. No, thanks. Do you think this is Meghan's fault? But was she being too urban in the house?
and then she starts to answer, and they're like, that's all the time we have.
Do you think this has anything to do with your Kendrick-style sister-in-law? Yeah. Could it have been Harlem?
Yeah, could it have been the Bronx?
She's like, well, I don't. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for Kate Middleton with a C for coming in today and lying about her son's weird hand.
Yeah.
I just love it. Dude, they're honestly, such a vivid image in my brain of that reporter just walking into the bathroom after the piece and just like, head in the hands, like, what am I doing?
What have I done?
Why
what
am
I
doing?
All right, well, we're going to keep having fun over on our Patreon at patreon.com/sadboys.
And afterwards, probably.
And afterwards.
Going to play some Baldur's Gate.
Play some Baldur's Gate. We are going to be trying out a new segment that Jacob has cooked up for us called Food Court.
Yes.
Jacob, do you want to give us a little pitch on Food Court?
Yeah, so Jarvis and Jordan are going to be the judges of the Food Court, and we're going to decide which of these food scenarios, including the horrors and the hacks, are guilty or not guilty.
Oh, can you show us one?
Yeah. Danny Manick is showing us how the Taco Bell beans are being made, and this is a case being presented to you in the food court.
All right. Understood. Approach the bench. Okay.
So it looks like they're coming dehydrated.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
They look like rabbit food.
Yeah.
Kind of like a chain.
Oh, you pour hot water. Okay. Like you do with beans often. Whatever. I don't know. It's fast food, dehydrated beans. They don't need to be full beans.
It certainly didn't change my feelings about like getting Taco Bell.
Okay. One more. This is your sign to stop eating school lunch. Okay. Before we get into this, I ate school lunch the entirety of my time through school. Free and reduced lunch. I had free lunch. Shout out, by the way. One of the few pieces of like financial support, welfare stuff that you have in this country. And even that's kind of been taken away in a lot of cases where people are like, they have to really be like struggling to get that. And I'm like, I think it should not be a thing. Okay.
I used to do Simpsons impressions to my rich friends for £1. And then I bought chips.
Oh, hell
yeah. That was
yeah.
my scam, dude. My professor, dude, Frank, lost access to all of it. Now I do not have that skill no more.
All right, so this is a school lunch. It looks like a pretty standard cheeseburger school lunch. It looks normal, right?
Okay.
Oh, it is that.
Oh. You'll see the rest of Food Court on patreon.com/sadboys.
Guilty.
Check it out. We end every episode of Sad Boys with a particular phrase.
We love you.
And we're sorry.
Explosion.
Boom. Gucci girl, Gucci girl, how you doing? How you moving, girl? Moving, girl, how's your day looking? That future girl, future girl, yeah, we all now. Take my money, go away, or you want it? Girl, too rich for me.